Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. Have you ever heard somebody say, oh, if you see somebody and they have problems, maybe they don't really have problems. Maybe you're just projecting your problems onto them. Yeah. You know the game whack-a-mole and that mallet you use? I'd like to take that mallet and bonk them on top of the head, because you're not projecting. You're predicting. You're trying to predict the future and what that person might need. And maybe if you fill it, then they won't abandon you, reject you, find that you're not good enough, or invalidate you. Because at one point, you were not safe. You were in an experience that was unsafe. I had to look up to make sure that that was a word, unsafe. And you were unsafe because somebody else needed you to be what they wanted, but at the expense of your brilliance and your magnificence. And now you will self-sabotage by dimming your light down, by dumbing yourself down, and holding yourself back without even consciously realizing it, because all of this has taken place in the subconscious. How did this even begin? Because whatever challenges you're experiencing, chances are the seeds of it were placed within you before the age of 13. See, up to the age of 13, our conscious mind, also known as our executive functioning center, isn't necessarily fully developed, which means that anything with intense emotion or repeated emotion behind it, we can wind up accepting into our subconscious, which turns it into a habit and a pattern. And most people don't have habit problems. They have pattern problems, because habits, they can be temporary. They can only come out at certain times of the year. For example, I have a habit of putting up a Christmas tree. I don't have it up year round. So habits can be part-time, but patterns are always in place. Think of your conscious and your subconscious mind this way. You know the trash cans that have the lever on them? You can stand and the lid pops up. Well, your subconscious mind is the trash can receptacle, and the lid on it is your conscious mind. This is the part where you analyze and you judge, discern, you go through data. The lid is not really formed until age 13. So up to that point, the lid on your trash can is up, and somebody dumps something in there, and it's toxic, you take it. You also take the great things without having to analyze them or justify them or rationalize them. Everything gets put in. And if you were in an experience where you went through what is known as emotional anorexia, you were starved for whatever reason. You did not have an environment that you were planted in where you could thrive. Well, then what you did was you went through what's known as the core four. First one is certainty. You learned that you had to depend upon other people in order to be okay by trying to figure out what it is that they need, what they needed. Then the second one, which was freedom, this is freedom to experience emotions. Instead of having the emotions of, oh, I have choices on how to bring myself out at my very best. No, you went through emotions of drama, crisis, chaos, confusion. And so you never knew what to do next. Then you went up to the level of worthiness where you had to martyr yourself in order to get what it is that you needed. And then the fourth level, which is validation, you learned to connect to others who were hot messes. And maybe if you gave them what they needed, you'd get the crumbs of what you might need in return. And then you come to me and you're like, oh my gosh, two clients right now, the one yesterday, I need a new career. I'm like, okay. Yeah, we've been working together a few weeks, and I know after age 13 that if the subconscious is going to accept a upgraded belief system, and I say upgrade for a reason, because once you've accepted something as the truth, it's always there. You need to expand upon it. It is incomplete. It is immature. Now, I tell my addicts, you're going to be addicted to something, get addicted to being healthy. You're always going to be addicted to something. Okay. So I gave him the action of putting out a lot of resumes, a lot, 100. He was able to get to 25 and then stopped in his tracks, froze. Mm-hmm. I knew he would. He's running up against these beliefs of, who am I? I'm not good enough. I'm overqualified. I'm underqualified. They're not going to want me. What if, what if, what if? After age 13, the only way the subconscious will accept an upgraded belief is through consistent action. Not action all at once, consistent action. And so he wasn't able to do the consistent action, because we had to look at the belief that was coming up to the surface, that he's either not good enough or there's not enough. And the seeds of that weren't planted a few years ago, whenever he took a position with the company that he found out really wasn't the correct position. Mm-mm. They were much earlier. And so we are dealing with an immature aspect of his personality going, oh no, I can't. I need to predict the future. And predicting the future is it's going to be really hard and I just shouldn't do it. We don't need an immature aspect of your personality running your programming and conditioning. We have to give it the experience of upgrading. And then there was the client that I was working with today, who happens to run the hiring division of a company, and she has brought in family members and friends that have needed positions. And then she's wondering why the company is not growing in those areas. Yeah, because you're dumbing it down to what those people need instead of acting like a professional and going, I need other professionals who can come in and fill those positions. But again, the seeds of that were planted years and years ago when she needed to be able to predict what other people needed. And if she gave them enough, maybe she'd be okay. Okay, so what is it that we need to do? First of all, you want to look at how you self-sabotage, how you stop yourself. And however you stop yourself is not the cause of your challenges. It is the way you get relief. But I've had people come to me because they are, well, okay, I'm bringing in family members to help me. It's how you get relief from the fact that you are being asked to step up to a level you haven't developed yet. So you're going to surround yourself with people that you know in order to be familiar with what you're doing. Some people call it a comfort zone. There's nothing comfortable about being stuck and struggling, but it is the familiar zone. If you were to take a bullseye and you put familiar zone in the middle, and then the next ring out, you put the terror barrier, and then the next ring out, you put the growth zone. That very small zone in the middle is where you will put yourself with what you know, with your fears and your lack, and that this is how I predict things. To be able to get out to the growth zone, you are going to have to go through what absolutely scares you because you don't know how to predict what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And that's what children do. Children try so hard to figure out what's coming. Those that are mature, those that are more complete in the development of their personality say, I can try to figure out what's going to go wrong and I can have a plan for it. It's probably not what's going to happen, but I've trained myself that whatever comes my way, I'm going to find a way over it. It's what's known as borrowing trouble. It's an exercise that I have all of my clients do that whenever they start to move through the terror barrier, I'm like, pick the top three things that you think are going to go wrong and what are you going to do to move over it? Notice I didn't say move through it. No, you move over it. You spiral up in your brain into the levels of creativity and intelligence. And so how are you going to get over it? And again, it's typically not what's going to happen, but they're programming and conditioning themselves that whatever comes on the journey, that they're actually going to use it as a stepping stone for their next level of success. With that being said, there is going to be something that shows up to stop them. This is the reason why you should be working with someone. Whether it's me or another mentor, you need to have someone that's going to be there to go, okay, let's put together now strategies and tactics for moving forward. The areas of your brain that are responsible for growth can only achieve that growth in relationships. You can't do it through videos and books and courses. You actually need to be engaging with someone who has authority. What do I mean by authority? That they know, based on your unique personality, how to make the best of it. If you're looking for what's familiar, you want to surround yourself, just like the client I worked with today, who's surrounding herself with family, that's great. She has what's known as an affinity bias. She favors those like her. That's excellent. So how can we use that? We can actually use that by developing the leader professional aspect of her personality, which then will have an affinity for other professionals that she can bring in and surround herself with. See, the law of polarity says everything is created as a whole. You're going to have a pain side. You're going to have a progress side. You are too associated with the pain side. We've got to move you through the terror barrier into progress, but that means you're going to have to face something that you haven't come across before, and then you can be able to grow through it based on the relationship you're in with another authority figure who can hand you a success system and says, start these steps. Now, what about the gentleman that I was working with yesterday? He has what's known as a cognizant bias or an affirmation bias, where he is going to look for everything that confirms his beliefs. I'm overqualified. I'm underqualified. Well, what's on the other side of that? I'm like, well, where were you just right? And then he talked to me about his dream position. Okay. Yeah. So what you want to be doing is you want to be looking for companies that have the potential for you moving into that dream position. Doesn't mean that they're offering it right now, but you can position yourself in such a way that once you're there and they experience your brilliance and magnificence, well, they begin to see that maybe you are right for that position. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the first thing that you want to do, I don't know, did I already start this list? I might have. The first thing you want to do is you want to begin to recognize that the aspect of your personality that is experiencing the self-sabotage through the symptoms, those symptoms are just getting you relief. If you only address the symptoms, you will never get to the cause. What is the cause? The cause is at some point in your life, you experienced emotional anorexia. You were not given the environment to actually grow yourself that was going to be beautiful and beneficial based on your unique personality. Instead, you had to dumb yourself down. It is that part of you that is showing up that is trying to predict the future and say, this is what we need to do, but it'll actually hold you back because that aspect is too immature to handle the fear that is going to come up. You need to be working with an authority figure to develop the area of your personality that has been laying dormant, but is ready to be activated for your achievement. Phew. Okay. Also, keep this in mind. The journey on the development of you, you're actually going to be on that longer than you are in the goal getting. The goal getting is going to be a side effect of developing your magnificence and brilliance. And we have no idea how far you can take it. So let's enjoy the journey as well as the destination. And if I can assist you with it, I'd be honored. What I'm getting ready to share is not for everybody, but if you are the type of person that has been through some stuff in your life and you want to assist others to where they don't either have to go through it or when they are in it, you want to help them get through to the other side to upgrade as quick as possible. Well, maybe you should marry your passion of helping others with the profit of your own holistic business by becoming a certified hypnotist. Because as a CH, you now have a process and a system that you will be taught that will allow you to showcase your brilliance as well as the BBS that you've been through, bad belief systems. It allows you to showcase that in a way that assists others. And here's the great thing. Every time you give someone a suggestion for them to be their best, it can actually boomerang back to you to where it also helps you. That means the more people that you assist living a high quality life, then it also works for you automatically. Okay. If this sounds like something that you might want to investigate, then go to dawnlandrum.com and click on Become a Certified Hypnotist and see exactly what the program offers you. Besides just the fact that it's virtual, you can attend from anywhere, and you can get your certification by 2 evenings a week for just 12 weeks. Okay, if you have any questions, you can reach out to me, 636-699-7791, or there is a button that will pop up on the CH page that says, am I the right instructor for you? And you can click on it and set a time for us to chat. And if I'm not a fit for you, I'll be able to guide you in who you should be looking for. It is time to give your pain a fuller purpose for progress that goes beyond just you. Let's support those that are looking for you, that have a story similar to yours, and you can help them add on an additional chapter that's going to be about the success in their life, and it was because you were there to support them.